October 19th through 25th, 3rd Nephi chapter 27 through 4th Nephi. There could not be a happier people. As you read 3rd Nephi chapter 27 through 4th Nephi, consider experiences, thoughts, scriptures, and stories that would help the children understand the concepts in these chapters. Invite sharing. Help the children recall what they've learned over the past few weeks about what Jesus taught the people in the land of Bountiful. Explain that the Book of Mormon tells us how the people were blessed when they obeyed what Jesus taught them. Teach the doctrine. Younger children. 3 Nephi chapter 27 verses 1 through 22. I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ. How can the Savior's words to his disciples help the children understand the importance of belonging to the Church of Jesus Christ? Possible activities. Ask each child to say his or her name. Why are our names important? Tell them that Jesus' disciples wanted to know what they should name Christ's church. Read to them the Savior's response in 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 7. Who did Jesus say his church should be named after? Make a badge that says, I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for each child to wear home. Let the children color their badges. Sing the Church of Jesus Christ as a class. See Children's Songbook, page 77. Tell why you are thankful to belong to the church and ask the children why they are thankful for the church. Help the children put together the puzzle on this week's activity page. Explain that Jesus wants his church to be built on his gospel, and use the activity page to talk to the children about what that means. 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 2 through 3, and verses 15 through 17. Living the gospel brings me joy. The happiness of the people described in 4 Nephi can help the children learn about the joy that comes from living the gospel. Possible activities. Invite the children to talk about what makes them happy. To tell the children about the happiness of the people in 4 Nephi, read key phrases from verses 2 through 3 and verses 15 through 17. You could also refer to Chapter 48, Peace in America. See Book of Mormon Stories, pages 136 through 137, or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Emphasize that the people were happy because they were converted to the Lord. They lived the commandments and they loved one another. Show pictures of happy people. Explain that the people in 4th Nephi had almost 200 years of happiness because they all tried their best to live the gospel. Help the children think of some commandments they could obey. For example, you could read them 4th Nephi chapter 1, verse 15, to teach that people didn't fight with each other anymore. Invite the children to act out obeying the commandments they thought of. Sing together a song about the joy that comes from living the gospel, such as When We're Helping. See Children's Songbook, page 198. Read phrases from 4th Nephi chapter 1, verses 24 through 29, verses 34 through 35, and verse 43, that describe what happened when some of the Nephites stopped keeping the commandments. As you do, invite the children to make a sad face when they hear something that sounds unhappy. Testify that keeping the commandments leads to happiness. Teach the doctrine. Older children. 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 3 through 8. I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ. Consider how you will help the children you teach recognize the great blessings that come from being a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. Possible activities. Help the children read 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 3, looking for the question Jesus' disciples asked him. Then invite them to look in 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 5 through 8 for the answer. According to these verses, why is the name of the church important? Help the children think of different groups they belong to, such as a family or a primary class. Ask them to tell you what they like about belonging to each group. Ask the children to help you write each word of the name of the church on a separate piece of paper. Then mix the papers up and invite the children to arrange these words in order. What blessings have we received because we are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 13 through 22. The Church of Jesus Christ is built upon His gospel. The Savior summarized His gospel in 3 Nephi chapter 27. How might His words help the children understand what the gospel is? Possible activities. Explain to the children that the word gospel means good news. See Bible Dictionary, Gospels. Help the children search 3 Nephi chapter 27 verses 13 through 15 for something that sounds like good news to them. Why are we grateful to know the gospel of Jesus Christ? Write on the board principles of the gospel like faith, repentance, baptism, the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. Invite the children to search 3 Nephi chapter 27 verses 19 through 21, looking for these words or similar words in Jesus' description of His gospel. Ask the children to imagine they have a friend who asks them what they believe as a member of the church. Help them find truths in 3 Nephi chapter 27 verses 13 through 21 that they could share to summarize what we believe. Invite the children to choose one of the gospel truths the Savior taught in 3 Nephi chapter 27 verses 13 through 21 that they want to learn more about. Help them use the footnotes, topical guide, or guide to the scriptures to find a scripture or two related to that truth. Invite them to share their scriptures with each other and what they learned. Why are we grateful to know the gospel of Jesus Christ? 4 Nephi. Living the gospel brings me joy. Because they were converted to Jesus Christ and His gospel, the people described in 4 Nephi were able to establish a society of peace and unity. What can the children learn from them? Possible activities. Prepare strips of paper with phrases from 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 2 through 3, verse 5, and verses 15 through 17 that describe the blessings the people received, such as, there was no contention in the land. Put the papers in a container and let each child pick one and read it. Encourage the children to find their phrase in these verses from 4 Nephi. What do we learn from these phrases? What similarities do we see between these verses and the definition of Zion in Moses chapter 7, verse 18? To help the children practice what is taught in 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 15 through 16, present them with situations where people are angry with each other. Invite them to role-play what the situation might be like if they tried to live with no contention. Why is it easier to avoid contention when we have the love of God in our hearts? Read with the children the following verses and ask them to find reasons the Nephites and Lamanites no longer had peace and happiness. See 4 Nephi chapter 1, verse 20, verses 24 through 29, verses 34 through 35, and verse 43. How can we avoid these dangers? Help the children discover ways we can avoid becoming prideful by reviewing Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Ezra Taft Benson, 2014, pages 238 through 239. Encourage learning at home. Encourage the children to decide on one thing they will do to bring more peace and happiness to their home and share it with their families. Improving our teaching. Support the children's parents. Quote, parents are the most important gospel teachers for their children. They have both the main responsibility and the greatest power to influence their children. See Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 7. As you teach children at church, prayerfully seek ways to support their parents in their essential role. End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 25.